morning, 610 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. It's Election Day. It's the Super Bowl. It's the championship. It's the World Series. It's Armageddon. I don't know. It's what we do. It's America. It's what we do. Joining us now by phone, we have Tappy Villain. She is the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections. Tappy, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Andrew. Good morning and happy Election Day.
Good morning and happy Election Day to you, too. So I have lots of questions for you, but let me start with this. You're the expert who interacts with people and gets their questions. What do people need to know? What do they ask you? What bits of information do you just want to make sure people have before they head off to the polls today?
The most important thing about Election Day is that you must vote in the precinct where you reside. So you need to make sure that you your address is up to date and that you're going to the correct location, because Election Day is unlike early voting. During early voting, we set up, well, in Santa Rosa, we set up 6 sites throughout the county. You can go to any one of those sites and cast your early vote. But on Election Day, you must go to your actual polling place where your precinct is located. So if people need to make an address change, they're welcome to give us a call, or they can go online and do that, and we can get them to the correct place.
Has any none of the polling places have changed since the primaries, though? Is that right, or have they?
That is correct. They're all still the same, yes.
That's always my terror, is I'm not going to pay attention, and I voted in the same location for, 4 years or whatever, and then I'm going to go there on
Absolutely.
Election Day and be like, wait, where is it? It's not here.
So, and we see that a lot. Actually, we see it with people that typically early vote. And so both of our office locations, our main office here in Milton and then our office down in Gulf Breeze by the zoo, the annex, are also is also an early voting location. So a lot of times we will see where people show up at our office locations thinking, oh, well, this is my precinct because I voted here last.
Mm.
Well, we're not an Election Day precinct or polling place. So when we look them up to find out where they need to go, we see that they early voted the last time. So
very good.
It's an easy fix. We can get people on the road and get them to where they need to go.
Absolutely. And are you expecting, like, a lot of lines today? You're expecting it to be less than normal because of the immense amount of early voting? What do you expect?
Yeah, well, so, we don't know. It's 2020.
Sure.
So we shall see. We are prepared to have big crowds. But in 2016, we started seeing the trend where people are just choosing to vote early. For example, in 2016, out of the people that cast a ballot in Santa Rosa County, 63% of those people voted early, either by mail or in person at an early voting location, whereas 37% actually went Election Day. That trend continued through 18, and I really think it will probably continue through today, but we shall see.
And you guys have already been counting. Every state I know does this a little different. This is kind of one of the challenges for whether we'll have a presidential winner tonight. But we have already been counting. We started counting today, the early ballots. What does Florida do?
So Florida law allows us to count our vote-by-mail ballots up to 22 days prior to Election Day. And so we actually, in Santa Rosa County, we started on October 17th. We started, it's called canvassing. And we started canvassing those vote-by-mail ballots, processing those on the 17th. So, and then we've had meetings just about every day, just because of the volume that we've had come in, just so that we could keep up with everything. The first results that will be released tonight shortly after 7 will actually be the vote-by-mail ballots that have already been processed, and then also our early voting totals. So those will be the first numbers that people will see tonight shortly after 7.
And that's the reason why in Florida at 7 o'clock we have any results, is because we have all of those pre-tabulated and ready to be released. But it's the big secret that you're not allowed to tell, that nobody knows until the exact, and not even that you have the secret, but nobody has this. Nobody knows the results of that stuff, right? It's completely blind at this moment.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's all sitting in a queue, and we will upload that come 7 o'clock, so or shortly thereafter. So we will actually be watching, as everyone else will be, our website at votesantarosa.com to see what it looks like.
Last thing for you, probably last thing, sometimes I lie about that, is when it comes to coronavirus, I've been very curious to know about the implications for the voters, and then have you been able to have enough volunteers? I know that was kind of a concern in the primaries as well, but do you have enough volunteers to staff everything, and what do voters need to know about COVID safety?
Well, absolutely. We have plenty of people who are working today.
Great.
Many of these folks have been working with us at all of our 6 early voting sites. And if it was not for these folks, we could not do what we do here. And I know that every election office feels the same way. These election workers, they are invaluable and take their job very, very serious. We are very blessed that we do not have a shortage. We have plenty of people, and they are ready to go this morning. So if there are lines, I would just ask people to be patient with them because many of them have been working very long hours as well. As far as COVID, we obviously do encourage not only our workers but also voters to wear a mask. It is not mandatory, but we do encourage it. We send lots of cleaning supplies now, lots of hand sanitizer, clean pens. People are welcome to use their own pen. We have the plexiglass shields at all of our locations, the check-in locations, the clerk tables. So we send lots of other stuff now.
Very good. Well, it's, you know, I'm looking forward to it as I always look forward to Election Day. It is, I know it is your big day, but you have been working all year, in fact, years in the past to make this happen, going back to security measures and all the information you got about cyber and just, I mean, all of that combined together, we're going to see it come to pass tonight. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we don't have to go through 3 recounts this year like we did last time around. But if we do, I know you guys are prepared for it. You do such a good job. Tappy Villain is the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections. And by the way, I guess I should say congratulations, because now as of today, I guess you would officially be reelected. Do I have that right? I mean, that's right, isn't it? Because now, like after today, it'll actually be official.
Yes, so I did not have an opponent in this time, so I will actually be sworn in for a new term in January.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Well, I mean, I knew it wasn't a contest per se, but still, we appreciate what you do, Tappy. Thank you for safeguarding our elections, and thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great day, and everyone, get out and vote if you haven't done so already.